Okay, let's unpack this. If you're, constantly juggling complex client stuff, maybe invoices, dealing with that feast or famine cash flow,
Right.
and then you get home and you feel completely sort of under-equipped to guide your child online, you're definitely not alone. That anxiety you might feel at work trying to master some new software, it feels like it gets magnified maybe tenfold when it's about your kids' online world.
And what's interesting, I think, is that the goal here isn't to turn you into some kind of tech guru overnight. That's not it.
No.
The real aim is to reduce that mental load. It's about reframing how you think about your role.
Reframing. How?
Well, shifting away from feeling like a digital police officer, always reacting after the fact.
Yeah, putting out fires.
Exactly. And moving towards becoming more of a consistent, trusted digital mentor. And you do that through just, well, simple, ongoing conversations.
Okay, so moving beyond just setting basic rules, this is where it gets really interesting, I think. We're talking about digital literacy, but not coding or complex tech.
No, not at all. It's really five essential life skills. Skills for navigating the 21st century.
Right, we're calling it the five pillars of digital literacy. And it's a useful framework for us adults too, not just kids.
Definitely. Let's maybe slow down and define them quickly,
Yeah.
because they really are the foundation.
Good idea.
Okay, first pillar, technical skills. That's the basic how, like how to use privacy settings, maybe troubleshoot why the internet's slow, practical stuff.
Got it.
Second, information smarts. This is huge today. It's more than just fact-checking websites. It's understanding things like deepfakes or recognizing how algorithms are designed to keep you scrolling, that whole attention economy.
Critical. Okay, third.
Third is online communication. That's the who with. It covers online etiquette, how to handle disagreements respectfully online, understanding the digital footprint is permanent.
Right. Number four.
Fourth is creating and making, the
Absolutely.
making part. This is about shifting from just consuming content to actually creating things online.
Oh, interesting. Like building a positive digital presence. Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe even starting a simple digital portfolio, depending on their age and interests.
Okay. And the last one.
And finally, number five, safety and wellness, the self-care pillar. This includes managing screen time effectively and crucially, protecting their mental health online.
Okay, five pillars. And you mentioned connecting this back to our own lives, like that contractor example.
Yeah, exactly. Think about that contractor struggling with cash flow. Fundamentally, that's often a challenge in information smarts.
Right. Because they don't have a clear real-time picture of their finances.
Precisely. So using this framework can actually help you diagnose your own professional challenges
Right.
while also giving you the language to guide your child.
That's a neat connection. So we have the framework. How do we actually use it day to day?
Perfect question. This brings us to a really practical tool.
Okay.
It's called the 2-minute check-in. And the key is, it's just a casual chat. It's not a test, not an interrogation.
Right. Let's take an example. Say the digital apprentice stage, maybe ages 8 to 10. They're using search engines, playing games. So instead of just asking, what did you do online? You could use the pillars. Like, what was the coolest thing you made online today? That hits creating and making.
Or, how did that game you found actually end up listed first in the App Store search results? That taps into information smarts about algorithms or ads.
Gotcha. But what about those critical safety moments? We can't ignore those.
Absolutely not. And this is where we need a really clear, non-negotiable response. Let's pose a specific question tied to personal info.
Okay.
Imagine this scenario. A really fun-looking game pops up, maybe an ad, and it asks your child to type in their full name and our home address to sign up. What's the one thing they absolutely must do first?
Not think about why it's bad, but just react.
Exactly. It's about building that immediate safety instinct. The only correct answer, the only immediate action is ask a parent first, period.
No thinking, just asking.
They need to defer any request for personal data straight to you immediately
Yeah.
before their brain even starts processing whether the game looks fun or not. That simple habit is more protective than almost any tech solution.
Okay, that's crucial. Now, for parents feeling stretched, let's talk quick wins. High impact, low effort strategies, like 5-minute wins.
Yeah, things you can weave into the daily routine.
Okay, first one. For online communication, maybe establishing the grandma rule.
Ah, the grandma rule. It's surprisingly effective. It makes abstract ideas like online etiquette really concrete.
How does it work?
Simple. Don't say, type, or post anything online in a text, a comment, anywhere that you wouldn't be comfortable saying directly to grandma's face.
Huh. Okay. But what about, private group chats or places where they think they're anonymous? Does it still hold up?
That's a really important point. It's less about grandma actually seeing it and more about building that internal filter, that moment of pause.
Like self-censorship, but in a good way.
Exactly. It's about respect and thinking before you type. Just like you wouldn't fire off an angry email to an important client without thinking, this rule encourages that pause for digital interactions, no matter who might be reading.
Okay, that makes sense. And another quick win, maybe for safety and wellness, something to tackle that admin dread and protect sleep.
Yes. The central charging station. This one is, I'd argue, non-negotiable for family well-being.
So all devices charge overnight somewhere central, like the kitchen.
Yep. Kitchen, living room, hallway, table, anywhere but bedrooms. Phones, tablets, everything.
I can hear the pushback already. But my phone's my alarm clock.
That's the friction point you lean into. It's worth getting a cheap, old-school alarm clock because keeping devices out of bedrooms protects sleep quality, which is vital.
And it creates a natural tech-free window at night and in the morning.
Precisely. It forces a disconnect and often opens up space for actual conversation.
Okay, these are practical. If people want more resources, where should they look? Especially reliable ones.
Good question. Look for official government bodies and reputable independent reviewers. For instance, if you're in Australia, the eSafety Commissioner is fantastic.
What do they offer?
Help with reporting cyberbullying, guides on setting parental controls on different devices and apps, lots of practical advice.
Okay. And for checking out specific games or apps.
An independent reviewer like Common Sense Media is excellent. They provide age ratings, but also detailed reviews on the content, the potential risks, what conversations you might need to have about a specific app or game before your child downloads it.
Really useful. So, pulling this all together, what's the big picture takeaway for parents listening?
I think the ultimate goal here is to move beyond just setting rules, which kind of keeps kids at that digital apprentice level,
Right.
and help them grow towards becoming what we might call an empowered citizen online.
Empowered citizen. What does that mean in practice?
It means they're not just avoiding danger, but they're actively using those five pillars: the technical skills, the info smarts, communication, creation, wellness, to navigate the digital world thoughtfully.
So the real challenge isn't just teaching them what not to do.
Exactly. It's about encouraging them to become positive digital leaders themselves, someone who can help their own friends make better, more ethical choices online because they understand the why behind it all.
That's a powerful shift, moving from just managing risk to actually fostering leadership, something to definitely mull over.